mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls on the ocean in darkness are starving for life's giving bread. They're perishing now, they're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. No pain in the death that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and greetings to all the saints and my friends who have again waited for this hour to tune in the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. First, let me say that my heart is overwhelmed with gratitude by your response. I want to take this opportunity to personally thank those of you who are praying that God will cause this 15 minutes to reach not only those who are serving God and be an inspiration to them, but that it may penetrate the hidden recesses of the hearts of men and women, boys and girls, who either have not heard the message before or who have turned from the right way to follow the downward way where the wages of sin is death. I am asking God that He will help me to be worthy of the sacred trust and confidence which You have placed in me. Also, the responsibility which God Himself has given me to declare His Word. I have some very special things for you this time, so please stay tuned to this station. Both Francis and Patsy will be with us, and each one has something special for you. But now, for the message. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16, it says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." This text very clearly indicates that each of us not only possess a natural body, which is clearly evident for it can be seen and felt, but also an inner soul or spirit. The Scriptures teach us that this part of man is eternal. There is certainly no controversy as to whether we dwell in a natural body or not, for on every hand we are confronted with pain, with sorrow, with the task of protecting our bodies from the cold weather or from the heat. The body requires food when the hunger pains find their way home to our stomach. Also, for water to quench our thirst on a hot and dry day. Even now, as you hear this broadcast, some of you driving along the highways in your automobiles may soon be face to face with the realities of suffering and death. Accidents happen so unexpectedly. One moment you may be perfectly well and happy, the next one in deep anguish and pain. You might say, "This will never happen to me. I've driven many thousands of miles without an accident or any trouble." This may all be true, but one wrong turn or step can bring us face to face with the fact that the outward man is perishable. Even though you may avoid accidents, and I pray God that you may, time itself will take its toll and soon tell on your features and bodily activity. There are those today who were once strong and healthy, but now their bodies are bent beneath the weight of the years which have passed by. But let us look again at the text. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I believe this is particularly referring to a child of God who has experienced the new birth and realizes what it means to be made alive in God. Now let us look at Ephesians 2nd chapter and 1st verse. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. This spiritual or inner man comes to life in the new birth and begins to look forward to the eternal things which God has promised. He has promised not only grace sufficient for this present life, but eternal glories which shall never fade away to those who remain faithful to Him. In 2 Corinthians 5th chapter and the 1st verse we read, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. I like that scripture, don't you? It seems to give inspiration and hope when things look darkest in this life, when we realize that we have an eternal home when the trials of this life are over. Now, don't misunderstand me. This does not mean that you will have no more trials or troubles or accidents. But it does mean that even though all of these things press against the outward man, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. I hope that this broadcast may serve to strengthen your inner man and help you be strong in the Lord. At this time, I would like for Patsy to say a few words to you. Patsy, what do you have for us now?
Thank you, Daddy, and it is a real pleasure to come to all of you who are listening to this broadcast. I have a poem for you that I pray may be a blessing to each of you, but especially would I like to dedicate it to the ones who are shut in and those whose natural man is growing old. Even though your outward man is perishing, God has grace and help to keep the inward man renewed day by day, that when we come to meet our Maker, we will have that faith and hope, knowing that we have been a blessing to others because of the blessings we have received from His hand. We can, therefore, have the assurance that our life is acceptable in His sight. The poem is entitled, Not Growing Old. They say that I am growing old. I've heard them tell at times untold, in language plain and bold, but I'm not growing old. This frail old shell in which I dwell is growing old, I know full well. But I am not the shell. What if my hair is turning gray? Gray hairs are honorable, they say. What if my eyesight's growing dim? I still can see to follow Him who sacrificed His life for me upon the cross of Calvary. What should I care if time's old plow has left its furrows on my brow? Another house, not made with hand, awaits me in the glory land. What though I falter in my walk? What though my tongue refuse to talk? I still can tread the narrow way. I still can watch and praise and pray. My hearing may not be as keen as in the past it may have been. Still, I can hear my Savior say in whisper soft, This is the way. The outward man, do what I can to lengthen out his life's short span, shall perish and return to dust as everything in nature must. The inward man, the scriptures say, is growing stronger every day. Then how can I be growing old when safe within my Savior's fold? Ere long, my soul shall fly away and leave this tenement of clay. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize. I'll meet you on the streets of gold and prove that I am not growing old.
Thank you, Patsy. And now, friends, I would like to pray with you before we leave the air. if your request is not specifically mentioned at this time, just remember that we are also praying in our home, and your letters with your problems are taken to God. Be encouraged and believe for the solution and answer to your request. Let us join our hearts in an agreement of prayer. Our Father, we come to Thee with all of the problems of life which daily press, both against the outer man and also the inner man. We ask for grace which will stabilize our lives in the midst of dangers, both at home and abroad. So build up our inner man of spiritual growth that it may even radiate through the outward man and be a true reflection of the eternal power and wisdom of God. Bless all of those who are in tune with the mission trail at this time. And in receiving such bountiful blessings from Thy hand, may we in turn impart them unto others, even those who dwell in the depths of darkest night across the face of this globe, for we ask it in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Now here's Francis with a few excerpts from the mail. We call it the letter exchange. What do you have in the letter exchange for today, Francis?
Greetings to everyone who is in tune to the mission trail. Here is the contents of the letter exchange for today. From California, the mission trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Dear Brother Murphy, greetings in the love of Jesus. Your letter was received today concerning the radio broadcast you now have. While I had not learned about it before, I appreciate you letting us know. I trust God will be able to use you in a large way for the salvation of many souls. From Texas, dear friends, we were delighted to get the announcement of your radio program and are looking forward to hearing it tomorrow night and telling others. May God bless and use your efforts for His glory. I am delighted. From Arkansas, dear ones in Christ Jesus, greetings to you in the name of our dear Lord and Master, the one who has made all things possible for us, even in our weaknesses. We heard your message Friday night. I taped it and have heard it since. Our prayers are for you and your efforts toward God. We'd like one of your typewritten messages. Please, yours in Christian love. This is all we have for today from the letter exchange.
And so, friends, our time is almost gone. May we say that it is a pleasure to be with you on this great station, XEG, each Friday night. If we have been a blessing to you, we would be happy to hear from you. Also, why not tell a friend about the time this broadcast is heard? If we may be of any assistance to you, or if you would like a typewritten copy of this message, please let us know when you write. Ask for message number 2265. It is free upon your request. Address, The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Friday for another message from the Word. Until then, this is Willie Murphy.
And Francis.
And Patsy.
Saying good night.